I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. I love spring, but I struggle with allergies, which are not the most fun. Luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, I can say bring on the blooms and face allergies head on. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. I'm obsessed with Kleenex. I always have a box of tissues nearby. I'm always carrying them in my purse. I feel like that prepared friend. But I do have allergies. You could probably hear it in my voice this time of year. You know, we're struggling out here, okay? But if I'm going to be rubbing this tissue on my face, you know, I have makeup on. I want it to be like soft and comfortable. I don't want to be ripping up my nose. And that is why I love the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, because they'd get the job done. They're non-irritating. They are just the go-to. I mean, doesn't everybody love Kleenex? I feel like I grew up using Kleenex. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. Get it on. Dr. Drew's board-certified physician. He's New York City, man.
Yeah, man. I was just thinking how you've seen this little spot now, and so you know where I'm coming to you from.
Yeah, beautiful luxury condo.
So fun. Yeah. So nice.
Yeah.
But, hey, I saw something just a few minutes ago, and it struck me as something, and I'm not sure what that something is, and I wonder if you had thoughts. And that is, all of a sudden, Mark Wahlberg is out everywhere talking about his faith and prayer challenges. And I just saw something where he said, you know, Hollywood hates faith, but I'm tired. I got to speak about my faith. And it sort of reminds me of everything right now, which is all of a sudden people are allowed to speak, to say who they are, or what they're thinking. Am I reading that right? Or has this been something he's been at for a while?
I think he fled California and he went to Nevada. And at the time, I called it out. Because the reason I called it out is he said he's going to Nevada for his kids. So it's like his kids, you know, can have some sort of school or environment or something. He kind of laid it off on the kids.
He had a TV show around the same time where if you were watching that, he was a little bit more honest about it.
You
called it completely. I mean, he's moving because he's not happy with the environment of California in general and because there's massive tax benefits.
Yeah. So, and Gary, as long as we hear your voice, can you come in here and move this cord, which has cut Drew's head in half diagonally? I'm looking at him on the screen. It's just, look, I have hypervigilance. It's going to bother me. Yeah. I'm going to keep staring at this cord. So thanks, Emmy. So Mark Wahlberg is a bunch of things. He's a business person. And anyone who's a business person doesn't want to be taxed at 14% and get nothing in return. You know,
right.
The worst roads in the country.
Again, schools. I'm paying the similar taxes in New York and California. And New York, I almost gleefully hand the money over because I get so much parks and transportation and infrastructure. And they're taking care of the homeless thing as reasonably. They're getting there. But in Los Angeles and in California, it's the opposite. It's no water, no fire, you know, no forestry, no roads, no electricity. I mean, not basic function of government they can't even get.
And garbage everywhere, which is sort of a weird, low-grade, bummer depression thing of just having to drive around and look at all the graffiti and the garbage everywhere. So, no, it's not well-run. Now, at the time, I said Wahlberg should just be honest and say this is a tax thing. This is also a cultural thing. First things first. He's super hardworking. He's super motivated. He's business oriented, and he's religious. So de facto, he hates everything Hollywood stands for.
Yeah.
He has to de facto. Yeah. It's like saying, well, I'm a vegan, but I work at a meat packing factory, and I have no problem with it. It's like you do have a problem with it. You can say you don't have a problem with it because you want to keep your job, but you have a problem with this. Yeah. As anybody who's, you know, hardworking, motivated, pays their bills, and is frustrated by living in California. Of course.
But it's not, but I felt watching him, and it's weird that a couple of things came across my sort of feed. It doesn't feel like it's so much about the money. It feels much more about the culture, the, you know, that he wants to pursue his faith however he chooses. Just everything. Right. Everything gross about Hollywood.
So he moved and sort of, I don't want to say blamed it on his kids. He just said, you know, it's sort of about the kids. You know what I mean? Because he works in Hollywood, and he doesn't want to say it's about all these nut job assholes who are hyper partisan political hacks that I don't have to fucking deal with their shit. Like, I'm not down with pronouns. So he moved and he kind of said, yeah, the kids. And and like I said, that's bullshit. Just be honest, you know. And then he's moved and it's, you know, it's been a year or 9 months or whatever. And he's starting to get comfortable. And now he's going to start talking about other subjects, which is the real reason for the move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you're hearing Wahlberg, and you'll hear more Wahlberg as he gets more comfortable in his new state, because who wants to talk about this shit in California when you're surrounded by nut jobs?
But think about how weird it is, Adam. This is really kind of awful when you think about it, that to hear him, he didn't get up and give a manifesto. He just started talking in a way that I hadn't heard in a while, and it seemed very genuine. And just that is so extraordinary in today's moment that it catches your attention. Somebody just going, hey, here's who I am, and follow me if you want. That's like, how dare you say that? Yeah, what are we doing here? Remember that? What are we doing here? It's that kind of thing. It's a weird moment that is even something that I registered, let alone that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad era. It's McCarthyism, as we talked about, and it's provided by the people who never stop talking about McCarthyism.
By the way, anybody think it's weird that the guy charged with dismantling some of the McCarthyism in our government is a guy named McCarthy?
Kevin McCarthy? Yeah. I mean, never thought about it.
It's kind of weird, right? If this were a simulation, that would be my first move.
Well, they don't refer to what they're doing as McCarthyism, trying to get everyone fired for not taking a useless vaccine. That's not McCarthyism to them.
Right. Or
trying to blacklist everyone in Hollywood who disagrees with them. That's not McCarthyism to them. But
a journalist friend of mine, 8 years ago, he said, you know, these people are using racism the way McCarthy used communism.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Yeah, same thing, as the same cudgel, but different topic.
Yeah, the thing I always explain to everybody, and everyone's too scared to even bring this up, you know, they're also, it's not quite this extreme, but, you know, the two things these people always turn to that they hate the most is McCarthyism and Japanese American internment camps. Those are the two. It's basically McCarthyism in reverse order of appearance. McCarthyism, Japanese internment camps, and then before that, slavery. Those are kind of the big Mount Rushmore. That's the big three for these people.
I added a fourth one, Adam. I added a fourth one to the list. You'll like this. If somebody who was worried about the excesses of state authority, speaking truth to power, looked back at the historical sweep, I remember they had a moment, they championed a particular moment in history as something, as an example of the excesses, particularly of monarchical societies, right? Like, when did the monarchies claim divine right of king and then go to excesses where they were essentially dictatorship. Well, nowhere more so than Louis XIV. And Louis XIV, the Sun King, was famous for having said this outrageous thing, particularly in the eyes of these same people we're talking about now, which was in French, l'état, c'est moi, which translated means I am the state.
Right.
Have you heard anybody say something similar to that recently in the bureaucracy and government? Oh, I am science.
Right.
I am science. It's the same fucking thing as I am the state. And that went off without anybody noticing it.
Well, there's a clip that Gary or Emmy can look for, which is there, you know, there are few places outside of California that are more progressive and thus more totalitarian than California, which is weird. But Canada and then especially like Australia.
Yeah.
And I think Australia, there was a statement. I don't know if you heard this, and I'll let these guys find it. But the female prime minister of Australia, or whatever her title is, whoever's running Australia, she said, if you don't hear it from us, it's fake news. Like, meaning if the government doesn't tell you what to do, do not pay attention to it. Do not bother going online and listening to the Great Barrington Declaration or something, I don't know, Joe Rogan says. If you right. don't hear it from us, it's not happening. It's not true. Which is right. basically Australia is essentially California in 9 years.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Canada is California in 4 years. you know, that's essentially how it's working.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime. Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
All right. So what I'm saying about, and I always say, but no one really has the courage to ever say this, but I'm a hero.
As
Japanese internment camps and or McCarthyism were based in something other than wanting control. Mm. They were based in a fear, and the fear had legitimacy behind it. Mm-hmm. It's not saying that the actions were correct. It's saying it was based on something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Communism is evil. And we were at a place in this country where the Soviet Union was a pretty heavy hitter. And we were kind of teetering. You know, the Berlin Wall was up. They had East Berlin. They were making inroads in, you know, the Korea and Vietnam and things like that. There were the Cuban Missile Crisis. This predated that. But I mean, there was very real reasons for us. And we didn't want communism to take foot here in the United States. And there were people that were involved with it. Mm-hmm. And you can argue about what they did to those people, but you can't argue that this was a real thing. And when it came time for the internment camps, we were bombed. Our entire fleet was essentially destroyed by Japan, and we panicked. Mm-hmm. And at that point, not sure if we could beat Japan or what was going on. I mean, this was a very scary and a very aggressive move by Japan, and then we overreacted. But it's not based on anything. It's based mm-hmm. on something real versus mm-hmm. COVID and masks and, you know, whatever other bullshit they're trying to foist upon us. Yes, COVID is real, although not nearly to the extent that they said it was. Mm-hmm. And then their overreaction was quickly and easily, we had the data on masks and 6 foot distancing and hanging Lexan in front of the bank teller and shit like that. We knew all that shit early, and we knew closing schools was a bad idea. We knew this was all bad, and they just moved. So it's essentially as if we said, well, the Japanese didn't bomb Pearl Harbor, but they wanted to bomb Pearl Harbor, and they could bomb Pearl Harbor. So let's just gather up all the Japanese Americans and put them in a camp.
Well, and let's get some of the Cambodian Chinese and Vietnamese while we're at it.
Right.
Let's just keep going. Let's keep rolling.
Right. You
know, that's sort of how COVID went. Just roll.
Yeah, just roll. And the thing that I was thinking about with this is,
I hope people get the what we're describing here. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Do people have the sophistication to understand that with this analogy you're making?
I don't know. People will go, oh, Adam said the internment camps were a good thing.
That's what I'm afraid of, that we should also get Chinese. Or it's like, oh, no, it's not what we're saying.
All right. I'm done trying to talk to dumb people about basic concepts. The other part of this that I was thinking about when I was driving in today is, think about this sort of just general concept. You know, now the literature's in on masking, and it's neither here nor there. And there's more and more stuff coming in on why people shouldn't have gotten vaccinated, especially in certain groups and so on and so forth. And then closing schools or beaches or, you know, what it's doing mentally to kids and what masks did to kids and all the sort of downstream effects to all their horrible ideas, and including small businesses and economy and everything.
Everything predictable, by the way. But
all
yes.
very predictable. Yeah. I push back against all of it every step of the way. And in doing so, I wasn't labeled correct then or now. I was essentially labeled an agitator.
No, a murderer.
Well, that's what they tried. But I mean,
You didn't care about other people.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the general label.
Yeah.
The general label is
a problem.
Keep your eye on that guy. He doesn't do stupid shit that you want him to do that doesn't have any effect. And for that reason, he's kind of a problem.
You joined a very robust group of people who end up being right. Jay Bhattacharya, to name one of many.
Yeah. No, you say robust, but it's, you know, less than 10% of the populace. The rest.
No, by robust, I mean people that were exquisitely qualified to make these statements and were dealt with in the exact same manner as you were.
Right. And so even now, and the thing that's kind of interesting is, I still realize that there's a bit of a stigma agitator label on my head. And I will have people go, don't, you know, you got that, the mask data in, but don't tweet about it. You know what I mean? Like, let's not agitate.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, we have Jacinda Ardern, who's the Prime Minister of New Zealand. I said Australia. Mm-hmm. New Zealand, the sort of Orwellian, in the Orwellian power-grabbing dystopian future, I think the power rankings are New Zealand's first, Australia's second, Canada's third, and California's fourth.
They're not separated by much.
Not by much. The government is all powerful and will fuck your shit up. If you have a business and you moved everyone outdoors to the patio to eat during COVID and the people came in volitionally, they said, I agree to come into this establishment and eat my hamburger outdoors, the government will fucking put an iron fence around your business and drive your family business out of the community.
Out of existence.
Yeah. That's what California does. And by the way, Gavin Newsom Gavin Newsom wants the small businesses to come here to be free.
Oh, please.
We got to have freedom. Don't open that restaurant in Florida, which would be in Tin Horn Flats would be in business today if it was in Florida, but it's in California now. And it's out of business. But the guy who runs California would like the business to come here so they experience 14% taxes versus zero and freedom. Is it? What the fuck is going on with these people? And it's not him. It's why are people listening to this? All right. Yeah. I will play you Jacinda Ardern. Prime Minister of New Zealand's a minute and 18 seconds long, and she's going to explain to you how news works.
The most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health.
Mm.
For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear. COVID-19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything everything
She's your single source of truth, the government.
Oh,
the people that dismiss natural immunity They think natural immunity, I don't know, it was a year and a half ago or something. They think natural immunity doesn't exist, but they think masks are effective. That would be their point.
Wow.
And that the vaccine, if you get the vaccine, you can't get COVID and you can't spread COVID. That would be their single source of truth.
Yeah.
That was March 2020.
Wow.
And
yes.
Woo! Single source of truth, your government, everybody.
Let's clarify.
And the Ministry of Health, Orwellian named Ministry of Health. That'll be your single source of truth, everybody, the Ministry of Health.
We almost had a Ministry of Truth in this country. Remember the disinformation czar?
The thing about these people, Drew, is remember I told you they cannot take their foot off the accelerator?
I know.
We're going to hire a 27-year-old kooky lady to decide what's true on the internet? Yeah. And can anyone guess what direction that's going to go?
Yeah. Beyond. It's beyond. And let me just quickly clarify the mask thing. New York Times a couple of days ago put an editorial out which said mask mandates don't work. Have we learned anything? Or we didn't learn anything. Both true. Just factually true. We didn't learn anything because people are still pushing back even on that guy's editorial. And there have been exceptionally high quality studies now done about mandates. Not that you can get zero effect from a mask, but that mandates have zero effect because primarily people don't always wear N95s. They certainly don't wear them properly fit, and they certainly don't wear them 100% of the time, which is what is required for a mask to be useful. Think of it in terms of a doctor going into a patient room. He or she has the mask on. It's carefully fitted. They don't take it down while in the patient room to eat or to smile or to take a picture because just doing so, it's like makes the whole thing null and void. So it is simply the case that, yes, you can have some effect of a mask yourself for you. Nothing to protect other people. The whole thing. Remember, the whole thing was you don't care about grandma. You're going to protect others. False, faulty.
I don't even know if it's for you, Drew. I think it's all out the fucking window.
Completely.
The study sort of showed that, although I haven't read it.
The mandate, for sure. Yeah, on a large scale, it does not do anything. I mean, there have been three huge, large-scale, excellent studies, and they all had trouble getting published because when they found out they were negative, no one wanted to touch them. Which is, that should tell you something about the medical literature right now. That's what's scaring me more than anything, frankly.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, there's somebody's up here has a question about masks.
All right.
Or maybe it's a comment. Dan, 49, Florida.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy. Oh, wait.
I live in the...
Notice? Wait a minute. One thing. My Pillow guy, Adam, has a new ad out that is an homage to this commercial. They open up the cabinet, and the My Pillow guys on the other side and said, "Hey, My Pillow!"
I saw that.
It's so hysterical. I assume he knows what he's doing. That it's an homage to this. He's old enough.
Hmm. Sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
So I live in the Los Angeles of Florida. It's a college town. 250,000 people in the county. They want to be Los Angeles. And the Cochrane study came out. Drew mentioned it was in the New York Times. And I sent it to the county commission who makes policy for 250,000 people. And I said, see, It didn't help. We spent all this time screaming and yelling at each other about this. It didn't work. Adam, you could have written this woman's response as a parody, and it would not have been any different.
Oh, a woman? What?
Well,
not being able to go back and admit she was wrong? I've never seen this before.
Okay, well, she admitted that I was right and she was wrong about the statistics. But I have a mother who has cancer, and my doctor said the mask saved her life, and I don't admit. And she basically said, you were right about the statistics, but I don't apologize. And sort of said, I would do it all over again. And again, it boils down to what you've been saying. It's all well and good that you're scared, and it's unfortunate that your mom's sick, but your job is to make policy for 250,000 fucking people. And you shouldn't be using these weak, stupid, anecdotal arguments to do that. And believe me, if it weren't for Ron DeSantis, they would still have a mask mandate today.
Oh, yeah. Chick think across the board. That COVID, Drew, was an interesting experiment. It was really the first sort of large scale natural disaster, for lack of a better term, where we got to implement chick think. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to implement chick think in World War II and Korea and Vietnam. And, you know, we didn't even get to implement chick think during 9/11 and stuff. But this is really the first sort of canary in the coal mine of how do we react with chick think. California, tip of the spear, chick think. New Zealand, we just saw. How would we react under chick think for a natural disaster? And we just got it. Bunch of shit that doesn't make sense. Crazy vitriol against those who pointed out it didn't make sense.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
and a lack of ability to course correct or admit they were wrong.
And endless energy to crush those who dare to speak up, who dare to defy.
Yeah, Tinhorn Flats is out of business, not because they were the only business that defied it, but they were the ones who spoke about it. Mm. And that's where the chick thing comes in. You shall now be destroyed. It's awesome.
I'll be destroyed. It's so crazy.
It's all right. The taxpayers of Burbank are going to have to cut them a check pretty soon when Garagos is done with them.
Oh, good.
Which, we all applaud, but who's writing the check? Is it the fucking mayor's writing the check, or is it just taking money that could have gone to filling potholes and giving it to the kids of who own Tinhorn Flats? Right. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. It's a weird justice, right? The people you want punished are able to skate by. Will they have learned anything? How about the guy on the panel that was schooling you on his disabilities? Think he learned anything?
He's now the mayor of Burbank. He learned this is a good thing. He can now be mayor. It's really, it's kind of part sad, but it's also kind of insidious. But it's really, for me, the part I keep sort of doubling back to is the part where the average citizen just has no idea. They have no idea. They don't know, and they don't care. And that's the part that's crazy to me and scary. It's scary because the scary part is how pliable and how quickly people, citizens, could be bent into a pretzel by the government and how dutifully they went along with it. And then how not only did they go along with it, they looked at themselves as enforcers of the thing that didn't make sense. That part was a very eerie harbinger for me.
And as you know, I'm always bugging you to test out people we know that are smart that I think should be rethinking this or having a reaction to it or something. And they not yet don't seem to be really affected in the same way that we are, I guess. I don't know. What is that?
people's ability to sort of, there's a few things. Their ability to do kind of revisionist history is off the charts. Mm-hmm. When they do that, you know, they constantly come at you with, well, nobody knew at the time and nobody this and that. And we didn't know any better. It's like when I did the doctors, I was like, why don't you know? Then don't say anything. Or like you did know, or why did it take so long? Or it's really people's inability to study patterns, you know, just a flat out inability to understand a pattern and what is going on. People, look, I do it when I drive all the time. I just see a guy in front of me and he looks a little distracted and his car's kind of a mess. And there's like little indicators, little patterns, you know, and you go kind of.
You had that car driving down from Santa Barbara, that guy that you told Mike to pull away from or something. Remember this? And his wheel fell off or he got a flat tire or something.
It was Bakersfield. And it was Bakersfield. Like 4 a.m. Yeah, his tire blew out, swerving off the road. But yeah, I didn't like being in that car next to that guy. And I don't know, was Chris in that car? Were you in that car, Chris, when I told Mike to get away from it coming home from Bakersfield?
I was, yeah. I remember I was falling asleep. And
it was like 3 a.m, right?
Yeah, it was so late. And then I remember we were Mike was driving next to the car.
By the way, I was falling asleep and had a drink in my hand too.
Yeah, and you were telling Mike, "Hey, get away from this car." And Mike didn't really listen for a little bit, and then he finally did. And I swear, as soon as we pulled away from the car, Mike went in front and just sped off. Behind us, you hear a loud noise, and like his rim just like shoots off into the side, or is like hubcap or something. Like something happened to his tire.
I did a show. I was had a couple of drinks after the show, as I always do for the long ride home. I was buzzed. It was 3 a.m. I should have just been reclined and asleep, and I was sitting there alert enough to tell Mike to get away from this car. And then the tire blew out or the rim flew off or whatever it is. So you can follow patterns. You can see things in the middle of the night. Car was black. We were the only people on the road. It didn't seem like a good idea to sit next to this person.
Yeah. Patterns. It's as simple as that.
I went through 5 calculations in 5 seconds. I was like, this is a nice car, and it's a new car, but it's not kept up. It's dirty, and it's got scratches and stuff like that. Like, it's not – somebody owns this car is not responsible. Secondly, what the fuck are they doing out at 3:30 a.m?
Right. Yeah.
Thirdly, it had like a tint on it or something. I was like, I don't trust this person who's driving this car. Get away from this car. That's enough. By the way, you can go through life that way. You can figure everything out. I did the same thing with COVID the whole time. I was just like, I see where this is going.
And a charitable position from our perspective would be to go, okay, you know, people didn't know. It did take a while to reach a consensus. 2 years? 2 years when people were screaming bloody murder about how not just ineffective everything was, but how disruptive and how much damage was being done. And you had a model in Florida you could look at.
Disney World was open. Disneyland was closed the whole time. I was screaming about it the whole time. What is the difference? I don't get it. They're open. What's the difference? All right. Let's see. March 9th, Las Vegas, Jimmy's Club. You can come out and see me there. And then heading out to Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. That'll be March 24th and 25th. And then I'm going everywhere. So go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
Do check out After Dark and also DrDrew.tv. I'll see you there.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.